Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Smoke, but no Pope. We saw just in the last hour black smoke rising from the chimney of the Sistine Chapel, signalling that the Cardinals failed to elect a new Pope. They've now completed three rounds of voting and they're breaking for the afternoon. Joining me now is our reporter in the Vatican, Barry Lenehan, and I'm also joined from there by David Quinn, columnist with the Sunday Independent. So Barry, no consensus yet. What was the response there when the black smoke emerged?
Yes, black smoke billowing from the Sistine Chapel at 10:51 a.m. Irish time. The Pope's surprised that the smoke arrived so early this morning after the delays from yesterday's first round of voting and indeed the problems we teased out about the collection of cardinals and the various nationalities a little earlier on. So 10:51, two rounds of voting. No cardinal has reached the number of 89 votes, the two-thirds majority required to be the 267th pontiff. Now, the deliberations, the voting will resume at approximately 3 o'clock Irish time. There will be two further rounds of voting without a pontiff being elected. Black smoke will billow once again from the Sistine Chapel and they will return to vote again tomorrow. Or indeed, if there is a Pope elected on the next count, perhaps we could see that at approximately between 4:30 and 5:00. But the Cardinals are now retiring for lunch. They will return to the Casa Santa Marta. They will perhaps crunch the numbers, and at this stage of the process one would imagine that clear front runners and clear voting blocks are now being established. The Cardinals will talk to each other, pray and reflect and see where to go next as they vote for a fourth and a potentially fifth time.
Okay, so you are expecting that we might see more smoke between about 3:30 our time and
yeah,
4 o'clock.
But they're resuming deliberations at 3 o'clock, although we were told they were resuming at 10:30 this morning from a site linked to Dicastery for Communications in the Vatican, and that perhaps proved to be erroneous due to the time at which black smoke arrived this morning. So, but going on that, if they resume at 3 o'clock and go through two further rounds of voting, perhaps you could maybe expect black smoke maybe around 5:30 or so. But again, if a pontiff is to be elected, maybe sometime around between 4:00 and 4:30. But again, it's a secret process, Claire, so
yep,
your guess is as good as mine.
It certainly is. Well, David Quinn is there at the Vatican as well. David, and would you expect at this stage, as the votes continue, that there would be indications in that room as to where this might be going at this stage?
Well, I mean, very strongly, Claire. I mean, like, all the speculation, as you know, has been around Cardinal Parolin, that if there's an early vote, it will probably be him because he is the most known quantity to his fellow cardinals. But if it looks like he's not going to get his two-thirds support, then it's probably going to be a fairly wide open race. I mean, when I arrived here on Tuesday, I met a number of the Vatican correspondents who basically all hang around Borgo Pio, which is close to the Vatican. And when you're questioning them, and these are the kind of, you know, Vatican equivalent of the Polcors of Ireland,
mm-hmm,
and if they don't particularly know beyond Cardinal Parolin who might be the front runner, then, you know, the thing really is wide open. Because the vote could then head off in any number of directions and then possibly it becomes difficult to get your two-thirds quickly. So you'd have to say, if we get white smoke later, famous last words here, probably Cardinal Parolin. And after that, I guess we could be dragging into tomorrow or even Saturday. But people seem to think, you know, there's a very high likelihood we will have white smoke by tomorrow evening at the latest. And
right,
obviously the sooner the better.
So you're saying the earlier we see that white smoke, the more likely it is that it's Parolin.
Correct.
Mm.
But you know, in past conclaves, so the one in 2005 which elected Pope Benedict, all the Vatican correspondents were saying he wasn't going to get it, and he did. And the one in 2013, the Vatican correspondents were saying Cardinal Bergoglio, who became Pope Francis, they said he wouldn't get it, and he did. He was actually a 40-1 outsider. And back in 1978, there was almost nobody saying Karol Wojtyła, who became John Paul II. So once they go into the Sistine Chapel, I mean, it's a you know, a bit of a case of all bets being off. And so this, I think, is why we're seeing more and more and more names. So myself and Barry were kind of discussing what might happen, and I threw out a name I've been seeing now in the last couple of days. He's somebody called Cardinal Dominique Mamberti, who hardly anybody has heard of. I'd barely heard of him before a couple of days ago. So he's an African-born Frenchman who now works in the Curia, and they say he might be a good consensus candidate. So there's names now just being thrown out, and this is just a sign that if it doesn't go to the kind of favourite, we have a wide open race.
Right. So you're hearing that name being mentioned around the place, the African-born Frenchman that you've just mentioned.
Yes, yes. And that just shows how much speculation there is going on.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, Barry was telling us earlier about this prediction from Cardinal Muller that there may be a schism in the church over this vote. I mean, what's your sense of how unified the cardinals are at this time, looking at who the successor to Pope Francis will be?
Yeah, so the one thing I've heard, even though people don't seem to be able to come down with a name apart from the favourite, as I say, Cardinal Parolin, is that there is a general sense among the cardinals that they want somebody probably that's something halfway between Pope Francis and John Paul II, who can kind of unite the two wings. Because I think there's a sense, and you can get this talking to people, you know, what I'll call, and I hate to use political terms in describing the church, but we'd say liberals are having a nervous fit at the idea it could be a conservative pope and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And therefore, to satisfy both sides, there seems to be a mood for a kind of consensus candidate. So I don't see a pope being elected that's going to annoy either side too much.
A lot of talk of unity as well at those congregations.
Yes, very much.
So.
All right, well, listen, we wait and see what will happen, and you two will be watching it closely as well. Barry Lenehan reporting across RT Radio 1 for the day. That brings us to the end of this programme, though, produced by Ronan Coveney, researched by A.B. Philpin-Bowman. Our broadcast coordinator is Anna Rose Charlton, and James Feeney was on sound. Let's head over to Louise.